How can we as leaders wield our power in a kind manner? Ultimately, we're the boss, the head honcho, the big cheese. Heavy is the head that wears the crown and all that, especially when you're juggling lockdowns, mandates, a burnout team, and a frustrated community. But what if you actually have a lot less power than you think? That realization can be pretty empowering in itself. Welcome to the Kind Leadership Challenge. I'm Sarah Clark, founder of the Kind Leadership Guild. My PhD in higher ed leadership, plus 17 years working in academic libraries from the front desk to the dean's office, taught me a secret that I want to share with all of you. You don't have to be a perfect leader to build a better world. And your school or library definitely doesn't need to be perfect either. Here's the deal. Educational and library leaders like you give me 5 to 10 minutes of your Monday morning. In return, I'll empower you to heal yourself and your school or library. No long interviews, no celebrities, no lectures, no nonsense. Just short stories and simple challenges you can implement this week. Each challenge is designed to coach you in the confidence, skill, and trust you need to let go of a little control. You and your team will begin growing humanely, managing effectively, and partnering collaboratively. And your school or library will build a more informed and educated world along the way. There is one skill that you need most for these challenges and everything else work and life throws at you. It's making decisions that get you and your team to your goals. That's why I created the first Kind Leadership Guild course, Kind Leadership Decision Making. This 8-part course gives you the toolkit to make effective, humane, and collaborative decisions. It covers decisions big and small with time frames short and long. And it's self-paced, so you can finish it in 8 hours, 8 days, or 8 weeks. Just depends on what makes sense for you. And when you're done, you'll be able to handle any decision you're likely to encounter at work or home. You'll also gain access to a private community, regular group Zooms, a 30-minute one-on-one session with me, and more. For all the details, check the link in the show notes. Now, on to today's challenge. If you catch us in an honest mood, perhaps over a relaxing beverage of some sort, many educational and library leaders will admit that they took their jobs for the power. Sometimes they wanted the power that made them more seen and more heard. Often it's partly the power to earn a big, or at least bigger, paycheck. But the most common power of all that we want is control. In other words, the power to make decisions that will steer a school or library where we want it to go. Not the detours and wrong turns that seem to bedevil most of our own past and present leaders. To be clear, that will to power is great and probably necessary for a kind leader who actually wants to get stuff done. But the power of a leadership position only gets you so far. Because here's the catch. Control is an illusion. Think of your team and the folks you serve like a bus. You're the bus driver. You control where the bus goes. That's it. And even that gets kind of shaky if there's a road closure or flat tire. You have even less control and often no control over almost everything else. Who decides to board, how they behave, your assigned route, how much fuel is in the tank, the bus fare, how the passengers behave, the maintenance schedule, you name it. You may have varying levels of influence over those things, but you do not and never will have total control over almost any of them. You probably don't like this truth, and you may need to spend some time rebelling against this truth. But it doesn't make it any less true. If you want to stop overstressing yourself, overthinking your situation, and overwhelming your team, You have to stop using your power to take control that's not yours to take. Instead, this week for your challenge, I want you to hone in on the one thing you can control. It's the same thing that hypothetical bus driver can control, or anyone else on the planet for that matter. You can control your decisions. You decided to listen to this podcast today. You decided to become or try to become a leader. You don't have control over the impact of your decisions, but you can decide what you're going to decide and, to a large extent, how to go about implementing those decisions. And the more decisions you make and the better you get at making them, the more you can influence, though never control, whether or not your decisions will impact your team, your organization, and your world for the better. So, here's your challenge for this week. Identify an issue right now you're really struggling with. Something with the bureaucracy, interpersonal conflict, an issue with a student or a team member, you name it. Ask yourselves, and try to get real honest with this. In what ways am I trying to control this situation? And then ask yourself, how can I shift to trying to influence this situation? And then, when you've gone through that thought exercise, I want you to make a decision that empowers you to influence what you can influence and begin to make peace with what you can't control. And share your decision with the Facebook group for some accountability. Speaking of the Facebook group, it can sometimes be hard to tell the difference between control and influence, especially when we're in the middle of a stressful situation. This coming Wednesday, February 23rd at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, I'm actually going to go live in the Kind Leadership Challenge Facebook group to talk more about control and influence and answer any questions you may have related to your own challenges. It's a bit of an experiment, so we'll see how it goes. If you're not already a group member, hit the link in the show notes to join us. Thanks for investing a few minutes in yourself today. And if you found this challenge useful, your first job is to give us a like or a comment or a review, or even better, share this challenge, this episode with a colleague. Thanks for listening and for taking action to become a kinder leader. Never doubt that day by day, you're building a better world, even if you can't see it yet. Until next time, stay kind now. Oh, one last thing. If you're ready to take on this week's challenge, but not sure how to start, head over to kindleadershipchallenge.com/next to download the Next Steps checklist.